Yeah, sit down, sit down.
Thank you. Can I ask one question? You tell me.
Why? Your knee's not good?
I was just running. For a while. Yes.
What kind of work did you do?
I was computer business. Programming, not anymore, doing different things now.
Girlfriend.
Terrible, it was terrible. Landscaping, sitting in landscape, all this noise. It was terrible.
Sitting in landscape?
Not in small offices, but together with others.
Yeah.
Talking mobile and trying to focus on your job. It was painful, so much to me. Really painful. I don't want to go back to that for a second.
Did you go to university or?
Yeah, I have a university degree. Yeah.
What degree did you have in?
Master's degree in mathematics. Wanted to be a teacher, but ended up programming.
And how many years did you do it?
35?
35 years?
Yeah, did the wrong thing in 35 years.
Yeah. How long have you been married? 5 years. So you have a Norwegian wife as well?
Yeah.
Ex-wife, yeah. And kids?
Yeah, two daughters.
You understanding this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Man sieht nicht sein Leer, hä? Na klar. If you're in Europe, you're forced to. Yeah. I mean, if you're not forced to, why wear a mask, yeah? Yeah? So what do you want to ask me?
I'm curious. What age did you start investigating seriously into Buddhism?
What age did I invest?
And why?
First, I was a Christian.
Yes, I can imagine. Yeah.
I was really believing, you know. Then at the age of 18, yeah, or even 16, I got fed up because God didn't give me the answer.
Yes.
Why was I born? Why was I born here? Why is other people born in the ghetto? Why are other people born as a prince? Yeah.
Yes.
And God cannot give you the answer.
I see.
I turned to humanism. Yeah. So Freud and Fromm and others, yeah. But then, you know, Erich Fromm. But I also, you know, turned to spiritualism. Yeah, I mean, went to look for answers. Yeah?
Yes.
And sooner or later, I came across Buddhism.
Yeah.
But first, I came across meditation.
Yeah.
And then after meditation, I came to know Buddhism. Yeah. And that, and then I thought, I mean, he can explain everything.
One more.
He can explain everything. The Lord Buddha explains everything. Why we are born, why this happens to us, why that happens to us, why we die and where we are going to be reborn, why somebody is rich, why somebody is poor, yeah?
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, as a scientist, you know, I used to be a scientist, a computer scientist, computer engineer, yeah? So, I mean, that makes very sense to me. Yeah, for you as a mathematician, you know, it should make sense to you.
Yeah.
1 + 1 = 2, yeah? It cannot be 3.
Never.
Yeah, but now the world tells us 1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah.
They don't believe the real scientists anymore, they believe just the fake scientists. Yeah? And the Lord Buddha explains everything. He says, you know, we are born because of our karma, we will die because of our karma. Yeah?
No.
We don't die because of our because of cancer. We don't die because of our brain tumor. We die just because of one cause. Because, I mean, our karma as a human being is gone.
Okay.
It's ending. That's why we die. There's only one reason. Yeah.
Okay.
How we die is because of our karma. Yeah. I mean, as a physicist, you know the law of cause and effect. And karma is nothing else than cause and effect. Yeah? But the effect can come much, much later. Yeah. And normally, you know, when we are born because we still have karma. Yeah. So that karma comes from our previous life. Yeah. And when the moment we are born, everything is put in our body. Yeah. That is adhering to the karma that we have done in previous life. Yeah? So for instance, you know, people who won't have children and can't have children, it is because of their karma. In their last life they threw away their children or aborted their children or anything like this. Yeah? Makes sense?
Oh yeah, it makes sense.
Everything makes sense, yeah? And that, you know, at the moment I found that out, and I said, I mean, what else do I need? Yeah. But then, you know, the Lord Buddha not only explained why this is the way it is, yeah, but he explained us also how to get out of this. And that is the most important thing. Yeah? You don't want to be stuck in a hamster wheel.
Well, I've been there 35 years.
What?
I've been in the hamster wheel 35 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only 35 years, 64 years. You were born in 57?
64, yeah, 64. 64.
Yeah, when were you born? 1957.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. You're good, yeah, you're a mathematician.
No, I was born in 1957 as well.
Wow.
That's why I know it. So, just, yeah. It makes no sense, yeah?
Mm.
But nowadays, you know, people don't believe in logic anymore.
Mm.
I mean, mathematician is very logical, yeah? Yeah? A scientist, you know, is also very logical.
Mm.
Yeah? So, I mean, if he finds, you know, if he finds a religion, you know, that is very logical, he starts to believe in it. He starts to trust it, yeah? And then he sees it, you know, ah, yes, this is because of this. This is because of that. Yeah? Because we can test it out. Yeah. And whatever the Lord Buddha said. Yeah. I mean, 2,500 years ago, the Lord Buddha was born. Yeah? And he said the smallest building block of the universe is the atom. When did we find out the atom is the smallest building block? 1920.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't even have to open the body. He knew every organ, you know, inside the body. He knew the length of the organs and so on. So he knows everything. Yeah? But he also knows the way out of the hamster wheel. And you're not only 35 years in the hamster wheel. I mean, you have been born, I mean, millions of times. That is the hamster wheel of birth and death. Birth and death. Because after death comes another birth. Where shall we go? Huh? Yeah. When your car, yeah, rust, you know, and breaks down, you know, and you put it to the scraper, yeah, where's the driver going?
Next car. Yeah.
See. And that is the same thing, yeah. I mean, in Christianity there's the soul, yeah. In Buddhism there's the citta. No. The citta and the soul are not the same thing. But you know, I mean, the citta, the moment the body dies, the citta just goes and looks for another body. Mm. Yeah? And depending on how much money you have left, yeah. But and in yeah, Buddhism,
it's a kind of a judgment day.
What?
You do have kind of a judgment day in Buddhism.
No.
As well, don't you?
No.
But decide where, which body and which situation to get into. That's the kind of judgment.
That is your choice.
Oh. Wow.
Okay. I mean, if you go to a shop, yeah. Oh. And go shoplifting. You know what price you have to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you still go and do shoplifting and then they catch you and then you go to prison for maybe a few months, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If you kill somebody, you go to prison for a long time.
Yeah.
So, there is no judgment day, but whatever you have done will have the result. So when you die, when you kill people...
Yeah, okay.
When you kill people, yeah, I mean, the moment you die, you go to hell.
Yeah.
And the moment, you know, the hell is over, just like your prison time is over, you come back.
Mm. I see you. Okay, I see.
It's the same thing. Yeah. We have the laws in our country, you know, and if you break the laws, I mean, you go to prison. Yeah. Or you have to pay fines. Yeah. And it's the same in Buddhism.
Yeah.
There is no eternal hell and there is no eternal heaven.
It's one thing that I got this impression so different from... I appreciate so much when I came to Thailand,
yeah,
as a tourist, first time. They were so relaxed,
yeah,
about me not believing the way they did. They were so relaxed. Yeah. You were so relaxed.
Yeah.
And say it's up to you and you have to find out.
Yeah.
This attitude is so marvelous, yeah, compared to Christendom. You have,
yeah,
to believe in the bliss.
Yeah.
This attitude is up to you, it's your responsibility.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. So to me, it's Christendom cannot be the truth at all. It doesn't work. It's so many reasons. It has to be wrong. And I believed it so much for 20 years. I was so serious about it for 20 years.
Mm.
And now I can see it so clearly. It didn't work at all. Actually, it was a disaster.
Mm.
And this attitude I had to everyone else.
Yeah.
So terrible. Negative.
Yeah. And but that is European.
Yes, and yes, but this attitude here, this Buddhist attitude is up to you, is your responsibility. It's so wonderful. It's
you have to see. You have to see. Any kind of religion, yeah, wants to convince its followers.
Yes, exactly.
That you know that the religion is the truth. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only one exception.
Yeah.
And this one exception is the only true religion,
yes,
yeah, and that is Buddhism.
Yes,
and Buddhism tries to convince.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it waits for the people to come.
Yeah.
When the people have questions, then it answers. Yeah,
yeah.
But it doesn't go out. Yeah.
Mm.
But when you look at the Western monks,
yeah,
Western Buddhist monks, they do the same thing as the Christian monk.
Mm.
Huh?
Yeah.
They go out and preach. Yeah. You have to believe.
Exactly, exactly.
If people come here, I talk. If people don't come, I don't talk.
Yeah.
I don't need to convince people. And the people who come here want to know the truth. Yeah. And that what makes it, you know, what makes Thailand so precious, because it is the only real Buddhist country in the whole world. Yeah. And the Thais forget it. There has been more than 100 arahants. Arahant is a person who has gone beyond the cycle of birth and death. Yeah? And that is a sure sign that the teaching of the Lord Buddha is complete. Yeah? And other countries don't have these arahants. Yeah? They might have, you know, Laos, might have one or two, you know, Cambodia, also, there might be, you know, even in Sri Lanka. Yeah? Only in the Theravada countries, yeah? There are these arahants. Yeah? But in Thailand, most of the arahants, yeah? So that means it's the most complete. And the Lord Buddha teaches us the way out of this hamster wheel, yeah? I mean, because after death, you will be born again. And if you have done a lot of bad things, you might go to hell first, yeah? If you have done also a lot of good things, well, after hell you go to heaven. Or some people go to heaven first, you know? And then it is just like you work very hard, get a lot of money, and then go on holiday. The moment your money is gone, you go back and work. It's so simple. And because of the simplicity, we cannot believe it. We need something, you know, something that is beyond our, you know, beyond our imagination, in somebody who does all the bad things to us. Yeah? You know, as a Christian, you know, the Christian, you know, if something bad happens to a Christian, he goes to church and says, please God, take this, you know, take this burden away from me.
Yeah.
But if he wins in the lottery, he doesn't go into the church and say, please God, Lord, take this burden away from me. Only the bad things come from God. The good things come from us.
Yeah.
Strange, huh? And you have been a Christian, yeah?
Oh, yeah. So very much.
But, yeah. I mean, we are brought up as Christians, yeah? And we believe it, yeah? Until we start to think. Yeah? And then we think, there's something strange, yeah? I mean, we say, you know, God is the biggest, you know? I mean, he knows everything, yeah? Yeah? And he's fair and he's just, you know? But only the bad things we accredit to the book, to God, yeah? And the good things is ours. Huh? Huh? No, the Lord Buddha said both the good and the bad is us. Yeah? It comes from us, you know, and we have to receive it, yeah? We have to get the results of our fruits that we have done. Nobody accepts it. That is the problem. We want somebody to be responsible for our bad deeds, huh? Yeah, that's why we want to blame. Yeah,
that's why you have enemies.
Yeah, that's why we have enemies. Yeah, and now it's the Russians. Yeah, and in Germany it is the unvaccinated. These are the enemies.
Then you are an enemy.
Oh, of course I am an enemy. Oh, yeah. I mean, you see this, yeah? I mean, in the 1930s, who were the enemies?
The 1930s.
Yeah, the Jewish.
Yeah.
And now the enemies are the unvaccinated. So they have to be cast out. They have to be put into prison camps, yeah? In Australia, they already do it. If you test positive, you need to go to a camp. Yeah, and the Germans are looking for, yeah. Oh, what are they doing? Yeah, can we do this as well? Yeah. It comes all over Europe. It's already, you know, it's already in the making. It's only here, you know, where it is more relaxed. They still force people, you know, to get vaccinated if you work, yeah? But yeah, some people, you know, can resist it. It is more relaxed. You know, I mean, you go, you know, I said only vaccinated people. Yeah, you just go there, you know. They don't check it, yeah? They don't check it thoroughly, yeah? So. Anyway, so what is your question?
Yeah, the other question I got, you have kind of answered it, I think.
You take two books, you know, and lots of answers are in these books.
Yeah. Already this.
Yeah. Okay.
And this impression, first impression,
yeah.
That Buddhism is that you consider life something you really don't want to participate in, and it's terrible. And
who says so?
No, I guess it's possible to get this first impression of Buddhism, to be this.
Look at the ties, it cannot be.
Yeah, exactly. So I've never seen so many smiling, happy people anywhere.
Yeah.
And even monks seems to have a good time. So this is so strange. So I know now. I didn't see anything about what's going on. Yeah, so I as a Norwegian,
yeah,
I was raised quite ordinary way, going with my father hunting.
Yeah.
So that's been part of my my life already.
Mm.
So and in my brain, I consider it as Norwegian to be. We have hardly any land growing, able to grow. So in the culture all the time, everyone has to fish hunting by themselves, to live.
Yeah.
And it's the way I feel, I kind of am. The way, so I go hunting and eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, clearly, I shouldn't.
But you should not.
But there's so much need.
If you understand the cycle of life and death, any being, including the mosquitoes, they have the same essence as we.
Yeah.
So. If somebody comes up and kills you, you won't be happy. Yeah. So if you take the life of an animal, it won't be happy.
Yeah, but you need food. You need pork meat.
Well, that's why you have in Buddhism the five precepts. Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't harm any living being. You still can go to the market. You, as a mathematician, you earn your money, so you go and buy the food that you need.
Yeah.
And you can buy the meat, if you want to eat meat. But you should not kill. You should not take the life of other beings.
Yeah, but then this other has to suffer for me eating the flesh.
You know greed?
What?
Greed?
Yeah, I know something about it.
I mean, they would not kill if they could not sell it. Yeah? So, and they want to, you know, they want to... I mean, nobody likes the butcher. Yeah? Yeah? But the butcher gets a lot of money. I mean, after the war, who were the rich people in Germany? The people who killed animals.
Yeah.
People wanted to eat meat, but people don't want to kill.
No.
And that is the difference. I don't know about you, because you were a hunter, you know.
No.
I wouldn't catch a fish I couldn't kill it. It is impossible for me, because I see it as a living being, yeah. But when I see the meat, you know, okay, it's already dead, you know. I mean, there's no problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And we have this saying, you know, in the West, yeah. Don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you.
Yes.
But we forget the second. For whatever happens to you is what you have done unto others. So if you kill an animal, sooner or later, that depends on, you know, sooner or later you will be born as an animal and other people will hunt you. That's not nice. That's why we have to say, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. Yeah? So, I mean, yeah, if you didn't kill a lot of animals, you know, I mean, it might pass by in a different kind of sentence, yeah? But for other people, you know, I mean, for hunters who live off their hunting, yeah? I mean, they will become these animals that they hunt. It has to be. I mean, it's the logic of the whole cycle, yeah? Isn't it? But of course, as a Christian, we don't believe it. Because we believe, you know, only we are the superior beings and the animals we can slaughter. No. The animals are not our food. Yeah? The animals are beings, yeah? Just like we. Yeah? And it is very difficult from an animal, you know, to come back as a human being. Because the animals also kill other animals. There are only a few animals that don't kill other animals, yeah? And these are the ones who can come back as human beings. I mean, it's a death cycle, you know? It's really a trap, yeah? Being born as a hunting animal. Now, if you hunt animals, you know, for instance, people who go to Africa and hunt these lions, or hunt these, you know, tigers and so on, yeah? I mean, they fall very low, yeah? Until they come into a stage where they be born as an animal that doesn't kill others. And then they slowly go up. So, stop. Stop hunting, stop killing, yeah? I mean, that's the best. And from now on, you know, you keep the 5 precepts, yeah? And don't worry about what you have done, because, I mean, it will come back to you, yeah? Don't worry about it, that makes things worse, yeah? Just from now on, you know, I mean, you keep the 5 precepts finished, yeah? I mean, you as a mathematician, you as a, have a job, you know, you don't need to go, yeah? And it is no fun in the first time when you kill an animal, it's not fun, yeah? Because it screams. You hear the screaming of this animal, It hurts just as somebody, you know, hits your face, yeah? You don't like somebody hitting your face, no? So don't do that. Okay, the other question?
I've got a lot of answers without asking, so I'm pretty satisfied. Interesting that you explain your own decisions, your own way of thinking when you start to be interested in Buddhism and how you react. Even you said Christian,
yeah.
Believer for some years, that's very interesting. I appreciate so much you told me.
Yeah, I mean, I asked, from the beginning, even before, I mean, I was Protestant, I mean, probably you were Protestant as well, yeah? So at 14, you have this confirmation, yeah?
Yep.
Ceremony. And at that time, I asked, you know, what is it? You know, I mean, what is this world about? You know, why does God do this? Why does God do that? You know, why is he so unjust? Why is the world so unjust? Yeah. And, but, you know, there were some good, in the 70s, you know, I mean, you're the same age, you know, there were some new Christians and so on, and they were really inspiring, you know, so I followed forward. But then they told me, if you do this, you go to hell. I said, why? They didn't give me the answer, why I should go to hell. Yeah? Just because I don't believe it, you go to hell? Yeah? That was not for my scientific mind. Yeah?
And you had this important frustration, which just blocking any ability to change the good way. It's all this focus about the belief, this belief.
Yes, but that was not so strong.
It doesn't take you anywhere.
Yeah. That didn't, you know, I mean, the mind was more, you know, more of a scientist, always questioning things, yeah? Okay, I believe it, you know, but, you know, if you can't give me the right answer, you know, I start to doubt it, yeah? And I always had questions, like you now have questions, yeah? I always had questions, you know, why is it like this? Why is it like that? Why is it this, you know, and why is it like that, yeah? And if somebody can't answer me the question, yeah, and said I should believe, then I don't believe. Huh? And then I started, you know, with psychology or humanism and so on, you know, and this is the better way to live, yeah. Until I went and found meditation. And said, everything is here. Everything is born in the heart. So if I can control my heart, then nothing happens.
That's one thing that I would like you to give him some advice how to do meditation. Because I'm doing myself almost every day, but I also don't know how to explain to him about this one.
Meditation, it is very, I mean, I can explain it to him, but he really has to go with like-minded people and make a course, yeah? I mean, that is the best way. I mean, go to Goenka or retreat, you know? I mean, in the beginning only for weekend, you know, for a weekend retreat. I mean, it is to calm the mind, yeah? There's an interesting thing. Huh? Have you ever thought about what is it like beyond thinking? Cogito ergo sum. You know that? Descartes? Have you had Latin?
Not really, no.
Cogito ergo sum. I think, therefore I am.
Cogito ergo sum, yeah.
I think, therefore I am.
Yeah.
So, that means if I don't think, I am not.
No.
And that is a part of the meditation. To experience being without being somebody. Yeah? And we can do that, you know, when we close our eyes and we mentally repeat the word Buddha, Buddha. And whenever the mind starts thinking, we return to the Buddha, yeah? Or Dhamma, or Sangha, or you can even take Jesus if you like that. Yeah? Or Maria, yeah? I mean, whatever, two-syllable word. Yeah? And then you always return until the mind stops thinking. And then you're just in a space where there is no future, where there is no past, where it's just complete being, yeah? And where you're happy. That is meditation.
I did practice this Maharishi Thasana Thal meditation for a few years.
Yeah.
We did this mantra, yeah, they called it.
Yeah. It is a mantra, but it has to be only two syllables. It cannot be a long mantra, because then you lose yourself into thinking. Yeah? Where was I? You know, where did I stop? Yeah? It has to be one word, yeah? One word, you know, two syllables. Be the Buddha, Dhamma, or Sangha, yeah? Or, you know, I mean, if you take, you know, Maria or, you know, Jesus or whatever you have faith in, yeah? Huh? But it should be just one word. You always return to this one word. Huh? Whenever the mind goes out, you return to this one word. Huh? Return to this one word. Until there are no more thoughts coming up, no more memories coming up. And then you can experience the being. Huh? There is no anger, there is no lust, there is no greed, there is no fear, and there is no loneliness. Because there is no future and there is no past. In the moment you come out, everything comes back. Yeah? It is just like a safe haven. Yeah? Meditation. Yeah? That is the first step. Yeah? I mean, keeping the precepts is one thing. Yeah? Then doing samadhi is the second thing. And then you start investigating. Yeah? If you want to find the way out. But first learn meditation before you do other things. And the best thing is, you know, to go to a Goenka course or go to Chiang Mai. There are some courses, yeah? I mean, some of the monasteries in Chiang Mai offer courses for meditators, yeah? And some of them are two days, 3 days, or 4 days, yeah? And some of them are 3 weeks, yeah? I mean, I would start with a two-day, you know, weekend course, yeah? I mean, you're a Thai, you know, I mean, there are lots of meditation centers, yeah? But look for one who is Theravada, yeah? Not for fancy one, not like the, what is it, Dhammakaya. Yeah. You know Dhammakaya?
Yeah, yeah.
I call them Dhammakaya. They sell the Dhamma. Mm? We give the Dhamma, they sell it. Mm. Yeah, that is the best thing, yeah? Okay? Yeah, and you can come anytime you want, yeah. I mean, do you live in Konkan, no?
Just for a few months.
I mean, just for a few months, yeah. Konkan is not so far away, 2 hours, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Slow. 64!
Yeah. 84,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, 84, yeah. Let's just put it here. Yeah? Yeah. Bang, yeah. Go. กินไม่ได้จนไปกินอันเดียวในมือที่เข้าปากแต่อันนี้มันไม่เข้าปากนะไทยเลยNow you can sit on the chair, you know, and they take a picture, yeah.No, sit on the chair. และคนนี้ที่มาจากไหนนี่คอนแกนและนี่สระบุรี
สระบุรีนี่คอนแกน
คอนแกน
ทำงานอยู่คอนแกนครับ
ทำงานที่คอนแกนและร้านทำงานที่ไหน
ร้านเป็นทำงานสระบุรีเหมือนกัน
คร
ับ
สระบุรีโอเค so if you have questions come back yeah
ถ้าหลวงพ่อผ่านสระบุรีมีที่บ้านทำสำนักสงฆ์
อยู่ที่นี่สบาย
เผื่อผ่านไปครับ
โอ้ยเดี๋ยวนี้ก็ไม่ไปไหน
ไม่ไปไหนค่ะ
เพราะว่าเดี๋ยวนี้ก็เนี่ยวัดต่างๆนั่นก็ปันขับให้พาก็ฉีดยาเลยหลวงพ่อไม่ไปนิมนต์หลวงพ่อไม่ไปมันพระที่ฉีดพระที่กลัวตายมันชักของเรานะมันยอมอาศัยใครฮะของเราปวดเป็นพระเพื่อสู่ความตายฮะแต่เดี๋ยวนี้พระกลัวคุกมันป้าไปแล้วนะไม่ใช่พระแล้วไม่ใช่พระสองไม่ใช่ลูกศิษย์ทาก่อนแล้วใช่ไหมฮะได้บังคับให้คนอื่นฉีดยาไม่นับถือแล้วแบบนี้ก็ไม่นับถือได้โอเคแต่เมื่อไปสระบุรีก็
อาจารย์เคยไปที่สระบุรีท่านอาจารย์จำคำหาท่านอาจารย์มหาวรได้ไหมครับ
คิดว่าได้โยมได
้ท่านอาจารย์มาตินเคยไปพักที่นั่นหนึ่งครั้ง
อ๋อที่กับอาจารย์บัณฑิตเหรอ
ใช่ใช
่โอเค
ยังไปกับอาจารย์บัณฑิตอีก
โอ้ยไม่ไปกับโอ้กับองค์นี้ก็ไม่ไปนะไม่ได้ไปหาเงินใช่ไหมฮะไม่ได้ไปเงินก็ข้อนี้ข้อนู้นข้อนั้นนะหลวงพ่อจะไปหาแต่จิตใจแต่ละตัวฮะเงินก็ไม่สนใจของก็ไม่สนใจสั่งนี้ก็ไม่สนใจสั่งโน้นก็ไม่สนใจมีแต่สนใจเนี่ยฮะโอเคไปอยู่